The decrease in SNAP, or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits, is the end of stimulus money approved in 2009 to increase benefits and help low-income families weather the recession. Jan Pruitt, director of the North Texas Food Bank, says demand at food pantries is pretty much the same as it was during the height of the recession. She says demand last summer nearly wiped the shelves clean, and the food bank is racing to recover before lines get longer.
With the SNAP cuts adding to the line at a time when we're struggling to get ahead of the curve, it's just nearly impossible.
She says 70% of food bank stock comes from donations, and donations are down. But there is still work for volunteers at the food bank's big warehouse. Sixth graders from charter school A.W. Brown Fellowship Leadership Academy spent the morning sorting canned goods. Teacher LaShannon Coleman says it's work many of these kids understand.
You know, they talk about people that they know, family members, and how they have benefited from the food bank.
Providing enough for increased demand is what worries Jan Pruitt. She says the SNAP cuts will affect 463,000 people in the food bank's 13-county area. That equals $16 million a month lost. And it's likely to get worse as Congress wrangles over how much to cut SNAP in the new farm bill.
That is potentially $39 billion worth of cuts. That will be catastrophic.
Officials at the Tarrant Area Food Bank have the same concerns. They expect the deeper the cuts in food assistance, the longer the lines at local food pantries. BJ Austin, KERA News.